From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Scientists announced today that they have discovered a new subatomic particle, a discovery that has profound implications for understanding our universe. They believe that they have finally found the long-awaited Higgs boson. It's been named the God particle by some. The particle represents the final piece in a theory that explains the basic nature of the universe. Even so, as NPR's Richard Harris reports, scientists are hedging their bets just a bit.
Nothing has been easy in the search for the Higgs particle. It takes a huge amount of energy to create one, something like what happened during the early moments of the Big Bang. That requires smashing particles together in the world's most powerful accelerators. And scientists knew even if they created a Higgs boson, it would break apart immediately. And sifting through that subatomic debris to look for signs of the Higgs particle is a monumental challenge. But experiments over the past year at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland seem to have surmounted all those hurdles. Early this morning, Joe Incandela stood up in front of a packed auditorium in Switzerland to report the big news in a way that only geeky physicists could really appreciate.
And in the region of 125 GeV, they combined to give us a combined significance of 5 standard deviations.
Yep, even momentous discoveries sound dry if you get down far enough into the weeds. Fabiola Gianetti spoke on behalf of a second huge collaborative experiment that also reported results, and the audience didn't even wait for her to speak after she flashed up a slide showing her team's statistics.
I'm not done yet. There is more to come. Be patient.
Through nearly 2 hours of technical details, the crowd of scientists got what they had come for. And in the end, Ralph Hoyer, director of the CERN Particle Accelerator, finally put it in plain language.
As a layman, I would now say, I think we have it. You agree?
Yeah. Okay.
But in almost the same breath, Hoyer put his scientist hat back on and started shading his language.
We have observed a new particle consistent with a Higgs boson. Huh.
The scientists weren't ready to come right out and say that this is the Higgs boson. A new particle, to be sure, and one that at first glance looks like the Higgs boson. But is this actually the Higgs boson everyone was expecting, or something a bit different?
That remains open.
Hoyer said it could actually take 3 or 4 more years to run the experiments necessary to figure out exactly what they have found. But Higgs or no, the discovery of a new particle is a major big deal. Joe Incandela had a chance to put it in layman's terms after his formal presentation.
This boson is a very profound thing that we found. Okay, this is not like other ordinary particles. It really is we're reaching into the fabric of the universe at a level we've never done before. This is telling us something. It's a key to the structure of the universe.
If it is indeed the Higgs boson, the discovery would provide evidence that there's a field, the Higgs field, that permeates our universe and interacts with particles in order to create mass. It explains why the atoms that make us who we are actually have substance.
It's a rather profound thing that we could maybe answer the question someday of where does our substance come from? Where does mass come from?
Those deep ideas will be tested out in experiments to be run in the years to come. But, of course, today was a celebration for the entire world of physics. Even Peter Higgs, who proposed the particle back in the 1960s, was on hand.
Congratulations to everybody involved in this tremendous achievement. For me, it's really an incredible thing that it's happened in my lifetime.
He will now wait, along with everyone else, to see whether this new particle really is the one that bears his name. Richard Harris, NPR News.